Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, let's go to the phones on all these topics. Let's kick it off with Kurt in Marlton. Good morning, Kurt.
Oh, baby. I am, let me tell you. Back when NASA was developing the space program, they had these guys who had a reputation to be able to look at a problem, assess it, break it into its components, and then coolly and calmly solve that problem. They called these guys steely-eyed missile men. Howie Roseman yesterday was a steely-eyed missile man. First of all, he attended to the A.J. Brown situation, taking that topic off of the table, because you know it would have been discussed and all kinds of conjecture, and we don't need any of that.
Well, hold on, Kurt. Hold on. It leads to another form of conjecture. How long is Jalen Hurts going to be here?
We're going to see, aren't we?
I'm just telling you, like, my first thought when I saw the A.J. Brown news was, I wonder if it's a sign that the Eagles are even more down on Jalen than we've thought they might be.
How did you?
I don't get that at all.
Because I think there's something going on between. Spike said the same thing yesterday in the afternoon show. He
did not cross my mind.
Something's going on between AJ and
we
and
don't
Jalen.
Know that. No, AJ said there wasn't though.
But they also refused to answer the question beyond about 5 seconds.
I think this is a stretch and a half.
I don't think so. Yeah, hold on. To be clear, I'm not saying that definitively is. I'm saying I wonder if it's a sign that the Eagles are down on Jalen. That's what I'm telling you.
How do you
I think
get
it's
to
a
that?
Sign that they're up on
How do I get to that? Because of the Carson Wentz thing, because they went through like 3 years of him stinking, and maybe the Eagles don't. I mean,
but Jalen was almost the MVP a year ago, man.
Yeah, but
a year ago, and yes, exactly what John's saying. They are setting Jalen up to be awesome, is what they're doing.
Well, let me give you a flip side to that. They are clearly giving him advantages. There's no question. But there's also this fact: Howard Eskin, who's the one who put it out there yesterday, and obviously he knew AJ was about to get a contract. He puts it out there that AJ, like, maybe about to get a contract. Same person after the Tampa game that said Jalen Hurts is playing for his job in 2024, that he won't be the quarterback in 2025. Like, I think we all know Howard gets stuff from the Eagles. I'm just telling you, I connect the dots, and it makes me think that the heat is ratcheted up even more on Jalen. That's my sense of it. We'll see where it goes.
The heat was on him, let's face it. That's not new. Jalen's playing for his job until he shows he can do what he did in 22. That's just a fact. And
that's an interesting way to look at it, but it's true. I think everyone should look at their job that way in the NFL because that's the truth of the matter. But it's easy to lose track of that when everyone's pumping smoke your way, you know, if you know what I mean.
And, John, we both voiced a preference, if a mild one, for Terrion Arnold the other day. You know what I didn't know, and I found out, is that the majority of his best plays took place when he was playing on the inside, and that's really not where the Eagles need to help right now.
Wow.
They need a good shutdown external corner, and that kind of speed will forgive a lot of aggressive play.
Hey, so that's a great point. We did not talk about that part, the speed that you can make a mistake and make up for that mistake. The make-up speed, Terrion Arnold is a 4.3 guy. Terrion Arnold is a 4.5 guy.
Yeah.
The guy that we got, Quinyon Mitchell, is a 4.3 guy. When I was playing, the 4.3 guy, that's a rare air that's reserved for people like Deion Sanders. You know, you don't see stuff like that, except in a rarity. And even then, it's just like every once in a while, and everyone's blown away. This guy can run with anyone, and that's got to be part of what put him over the top for the Eagles. He is so elite skill-wise that it's exactly why I thought he would be taken in the top 10 of this draft.
All right, let's talk to Brandon. Brandon, good morning.
Oh, what a night. Good morning, morning crew. How the heck are we?
Great.
Good. Man, and not a bad afternoon either with the Phils.
Yeah, yeah. What a great night. Listen, that's the most passion I think I've seen Embiid play with. However, I will say he teetered the line between being reckless versus aggressive.
Yeah,
an aggressive Embiid is a good Embiid, but a reckless Embiid, you know, listen, if Embiid gets ejected, we could be 0-3, right? We're in the 0-3 in that series right now if he gets ejected
probably early
in the game.
And by the way, I mean, Brandon, not theoretically impossible he could be suspended, but I don't think he will be. But, like, we shouldn't act like it's definite that he won't be. I mean, remember, Dwight Howard did what he did against the Sixers in whatever year that was, 2009, 10, 11, 8, I don't know. He was kept in a game in which a lot of us thought he should have been ejected, and then he was suspended for the next game. Now, the Sixers happened to lose that game against a Dwight Howard-less Magic team, but that happens sometimes.
Draymond, with the LeBron thing, he stayed in that game and then was out the next one.
Yeah. Now, I don't think the Sixers will get stuck with that. You know, those two instances were times when the team that had the player ejected were up in a series. I mean, not ejected, suspended, were up in a series. I tend to think the league's not – because if the league suspends Joel, you know, you got a great chance to make it a five-game series.
He also doesn't have a reputation, you know, as like Draymond's a dirty player. We all know
that's
that.
That's right.
And Embiid doesn't have, like, a huge reputation as a dirty player.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, agreed. But listen, I'll take the aggressiveness. He was aggressive right from the tip, from the jump off, and I think that set the tone on the floor last night. I agree. Like, he's got to – can he do that back-to-back? Are we going to get another aggressive Embiid, or are we going to get Embiid, I'm out of gas, you know, midway to third quarter, going into fourth quarter?
Yeah.
The Birds.
I think he can play – don't you think he can play himself into shape, though? Don't you think that seeing him go as strong, as deep as he did, it seems like incrementally that's going to help him build up better – conditioning for the next game?
Well,
that's what we've seen.
That's the theory, and that should happen. The question is whether he can sustain it long enough, but we'll see. Brandon, what do you got on the Eagles?
Listen, man, that was a great move by Howie. I think a lot of us didn't think he was actually going to pull the trigger there. You know, a lot of us thought he was going to stick to his guns where he usually does, somewhere on the line. So I think that –
You know what's crazy, though? Six offensive tackles had been taken when we were picking. Think about that. I was hot for a cornerback or an offensive tackle. Six tackles were gone. Zero cornerbacks were gone. Which is smarter to take? You got your pick of anyone in the draft at one position, or you get the seventh best at the other position.
Well, you know, it made me happy because
it's unbelievable.
I didn't want the line.
It's so fortuitous.
Yeah, no, I thought it worked out great. I really did. 215-592-9494. Coming up, why Howie Roseman took Quinyon Mitchell. I mean, in his own words, what Howie said. It was a late-night press conference. You might have missed it. If you did, we'll play audio throughout the show. And specifically, why Quinyon Mitchell instead of the others, what Howie said. You'll hear it next. Show to Cameron John Ritchie from Borgata on 94 WIP.
I'm ready for spring, although I'm not entirely sure my home is. But instead of getting stressed out about it, I'm going to get some help from Horizon Services. Their cooling and plumbing experts will spring into action to ensure my home systems are working reliably. So before you turn on your AC system, make sure to schedule a spring tune-up to avoid costly breakdowns and clear away the dust, dander, and pollen that have been building up since last year. Plus, right now, Horizon has an unbeatable offer. When you book a spring AC tune-up, they will also schedule a free fall heater tune-up. So get the peace of mind knowing that as temperatures change, your home will stay cool and comfortable. So schedule your AC.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Great to be with you on this Friday morning on a big day here from Borgata. As a lot happened yesterday in Philly sports, and it looks like an awful lot of it was really, really good for the Philly sports scene. Why Howie Roseman specifically chose Quinyon Mitchell, we'll get to that here coming up in just a moment. Let's get a lot of calls in. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to all of it. Matt, Northeast Philadelphia. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, happy Friday, guys. You know, that's you know, what you were – not what you were hoping for, but, you know, ultimately what you were hoping for, you know. I think it's
pretty much dead on. I mean, you got a cornerback and you got a Sixers win.
Well, I mean, you're just,
and A.J. Brown's going to be here for a long time. Now, I was interested, to be clear, I was interested in Byron Murphy, but it's very clear that there were so many options coming the Eagles' way that even if they liked Murphy, maybe even if they liked him more, and we have no indication that they did, Howie felt comfortable sticking with where he was because he knew a lot was coming his way and he didn't have to give up a second-round pick. I mean, a lot of what happened last night was tremendous.
You know, absolutely. You know, and I, you know, see a lot of stuff saying he didn't look like he was happy or, you know, he might sit. There's no way you sit that kid the first year, you know, and – of course he's going to be unhappy. He got, you know, he got passed up on by 21 other teams, you know, and I mean, I'm sure that John knows, you know, the further you fall, the more money you lose. You know, these guys are here to, you know, to play, to get a paycheck and to win.
Well, I didn't think he
didn't look unhappy. He was like crowd surfing with Eagles fans. Like he did like the super, like he looked super, I thought he carried himself with like a little swag. I loved it.
I think this guy's going to have a chip on his shoulder, and that's going to help us love him even more.
Yeah, Matt, I don't know if you're referring to the interview he did. Like, to me, he seemed like a focused, composed guy. He reminded me a little bit, ironically, of James Bradbury.
Absolutely, Joe. I thought the same thing.
Right? Like, it's not a Joel Embiid personality.
I love the way James Bradbury comports himself.
Business-like. Business-like.
Business-like.
And confident. He looked confident.
Exactly.
You know, and I think the last thing I just want to point out is that interview with John Clark, with, you know, he said that Alabama was waiting for him in the transfer pool, but, you know, he, you know, that relationships are bigger to him than making money and other type of opportunities. So,
yeah, how about that? In today's world, that's a rarity.
It really is, especially for a guy. I mean, you know, look, I got to imagine a year ago, you didn't know for sure he was going to be a first-round pick and make first-round pick money, and he had a chance to go make NIL money and go to a bigger program, and he chose not to. It's pretty amazing. Let's get to today's Twitter poll. Questions of the day. We got three of them, all brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. It's truck season at Armin. Available 2.9% financing for up to 72 months on all new light-duty Armin Silverados. Together, let's drive to ArminChevy.com. All right, first poll question. With the following cornerbacks available when the Eagles picked, who did you think they should have taken? Now, obviously, we know it turned out to be Quinyon Mitchell, but would you have gone with Terrion Arnold, Cooper DeJean, Quinyon Mitchell, or Nate Wiggins? Second poll question. Embiid, that moment with Mitchell Robinson, when Joel's lying on the floor, did you think Joel should have been ejected for pulling down Mitchell Robinson, yes or no? Third poll question, and this seems like something we roll out there now after every game. Now, who do you think wins the series, Sixers or the Knicks? Let's listen to Howie. And, of course, you can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter and weigh in on the phone lines on all of this. Let's listen to Howie Roseman. He chose Quinyon Mitchell when he had his pick of the litter at cornerback. Why Quinyon Mitchell? Here's what Howie said.
Howie, as a follow-up to that, you had a choice like you referenced. what set him apart from Arnold one day later?
Yeah, I think that those are hard decisions. You know, I think when you get into, you know, specific players that you have very similar grades, you know, there's no insurance on those things. And so I think for us, maybe we just felt like for our situation, what we were looking for, that, you know, this was the right player for us. But again, like, you're talking about another really good player there. And again, these are close decisions.
So that's what you call a non-answer answer. No breakdown. There was no real analysis in there. We just chose him.
I think it's got to be a huge, huge factor that they got to go watch him after the college season was over, compete against the top competition at the Senior Bowl.
Yeah.
And when at the Senior Bowl, this player was challenged by Mike Tomlin himself to go out there and go up against the best of the best. So he chose the toughest wide receivers every day to pit himself against at the front of the line in drills. And he went out there and showed his stuff and impressed everyone. He was dominant at the Senior Bowl, which put to rest a lot of those questions about the level of competition at Toledo.
Yeah, it helps a lot.
For the Eagles, that did the trick, clearly.
Let's listen to Lewis Riddick also, because, you know, there was a lot going on. Of course, you had an ESPN broadcast. You got an NFL Network broadcast. Lewis Riddick was taught, and you can tell he loves him. You can tell Riddick loves Quinyon Mitchell.
I think that should mean a lot, because Lewis Riddick knows a ton about football. And
sure
by
does.
The way, when I played with Lewis,
yep.
He was a defensive back. He was a guy who was getting everyone lined up, including the cornerbacks back there. The guy understands the way the game's played.
Well, let's listen to Lewis Riddick. Now, to be clear, this is about a minute before Quinyon Mitchell is picked by the Eagles. So there's a discussion of who should the Eagles take. Here's how Lewis Riddick answered. And Mitchell's on the screen, to be clear. Here's how Lewis Riddick answered the question. You can tell he loves him.
Let's live in a world where the Eagles do want a corner here. Lewis, which one should they take?
The guy on your screen right there, Quinyon Mitchell from Toledo. Talked to Jason Candle, texted back and forth with him. I've been to Toledo before, spoke to their football team. He vouches for this kid without any hesitation. As good of a player as he is, and he dominated down at the Senior Bowl, he is a better person. He's a pro. He is ready to handle the responsibility that comes with being a first-round pick in the National Football League. And he's got all the skills. All the skills. He's big. He can run, press off, finish, interceptions. He can do it all.
I got to tell you, I mean, that was a lot of love there. I got to tell you, I was frustrated. It was a good broadcast. Don't get me wrong. ESPN always does a good job. I was frustrated in the moment because I felt like we did not get enough analysis, not from Riddick, from Mel Kiper. For those that don't know, Mel Kiper specifically had Cooper DeJean ranked as the highest cornerback. As high for Mel Kiper as 14, he, Mel Kiper, had Quinyon Mitchell 20. So I'm listening to Lewis Riddick say that, and I needed to hear, and I felt like we didn't get it because, you know, a lot of times the word leaks, and then ESPN or any outlet will start saying, all right, well, let's talk about this guy. But it's like you got Mel Kiper sitting right next to Lewis Riddick, and I wanted Mike Greenberg to say, hey, Mel, you don't think Quinyon Mitchell's the guy the Eagles should take. Tell us why. I just thought it was a flat moment from ESPN to not get the point counterpoint, because I was dying to know, all right, well, why the other guy? Now, in the end, obviously, you know, the Eagles got a player that a lot of fans wanted, so that's great. But I wanted to hear that analysis, and I thought ESPN blew that moment. Let's go to Keith in Germantown. Good morning, Keith.
The analysis, for my money, yep, is the Lewis Riddick analysis. Mel has his charts and everything else. He talks to people in front offices more. You know, like, it's a different level of analysis for my money.
But Mel's the
you
godfather
got Mel,
of
who's
it.
More, I understand he's the godfather of it, but he's more the front office facilitator, communicator. Lewis is the guy who's watched all the tape on the guy.
That's not fair to Mel Kiper.
I'm telling you.
You're telling me Mel Kiper's not watching the tape?
I'm telling you he's talking to agents. I'm telling you he's doing a lot more than watching tape. Lewis Riddick is watching tape. That's it.
All right.
Are we going to get into a fight over Mel Kiper this morning? I love it.
I'm just saying. I wanted to hear why the other guy. Anyway, all right, let's go to Keith in Germantown. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Doing great, Keith.
Pretty excited, Keith.
Huge.
Oh, man,
day
it was yesterday. A wonderful game yesterday. To see him take charge like that in the game, and to score that many points as he did, I think Fitz is on the right road to go win this series. I think even though there's only one game, it seemed like it took the whole momentum out of the game, their game, to make our game even stronger.
Look, I'll view it through a different prism, Keith. I view it through this. I thought before the series, with a healthy enough Joel Embiid, the Sixers are simply a better team. I don't view this so much through momentum, because we've seen enough to know within the game and within the series, momentum can shift many times. I just want the better team to – I don't say I want the better team to win. I want the Sixers to be the better team. I think the Sixers are a better team. So go win the series. It's there to be had. That's what matters most.
Okay, and what do you think about Tobias? What are they going to do with him? He's not doing anything for this series.
Well, you know what you finally saw? I don't want to say finally. You've seen it a little bit, but not enough. He was finally, or more extensively, let's say, sat in the fourth quarter. I mean, it was very notable. Coming down the stretch, you had Batum on the floor instead of Tobias. You just did. I mean, you had Embiid and Maxey, as you're always going to have. You had Oubre, and I guess the other player was primarily Kyle Lowry.
Lowry was out there, yeah.
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 And he was hitting the free throws at the end and all that.
I mean, you just can't trust Tobias. I mean, John, there was nothing Tobias did offensively. Look, again, I think a lot of these Sixers players are playing pretty good defense. Let me be clear. And I think Tobias is one of them. Not that he's a great defender, but he's hanging in there. Well, but, John, there was nothing from Tobias on the offensive end last night that demonstrates any turnarounds about to happen.
No.
It's more of the same old nonsense.
It is what it is. In 33 minutes, 8 points. Look, I understand the contribution on the defensive end. Like you said, there are times where he's matching up. We need your help on Brunson. Minimize him. Brunson went off last night. You had 8 points in 33 minutes. It just, once again, it just feels paltry. It's not enough. I feel excited when I see a guy like Campaign get out there.
He needs to play more than Buddy Hield.
He'll give us something. With Toby, it's like I believe he'll miss the bunny, and I'll be frustrated, and he'll look soft, and I'll get mad and yell at the TV. Campaign wants the basketball.
Well, they also, I thought, played Campaign, and it's so ridiculous the guy's name is Campaign. I thought they played him more. Like, to me, his minutes cut into Lowry last night. I mean, there were big stretches where Kyle Lowry wasn't in there after he had been going 40, something minutes, it seemed like, in the first couple games. James, your assessment of, so, you picked the Knicks to win the series, I believe, in seven initially.
Yep.
You were still there, even though the Sixers had two very close losses after 1-2. So how do you now reassess if you do?
So I still would say Knicks in seven, but for the first time, I think the Sixers have a real chance to win the series. But here's my thing is, like, are we going to get that guy again? Every single game here, because to the point we made, they still have to win 3 of 4, one way or another.
Yeah.
And if Embiid takes two of those games off and we get, a fourth quarter where he's not doing that stuff, that could be it for them. So I feel much, much, much better about the Sixers than I have at any point, but I still need to see it.
All right, let's get to Antone calling from North Philly. Hi, Antone.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I just want to say
Antoine,
this.
Antoine, my fault. Antoine.
Antoine.
I need Seltzer to just put some of this stuff phonetically for me. Hello, Antoine.
Yeah, all okay. Right. Next time I will.
Hey, guys.
That's how you spell it.
We're A-N-T-O-I-N-E.
That's how I spelled it, Antoine. Thank you.
All right, Antoine, go ahead, buddy.
Hey, listen, everybody's talking about this pick that we got. Think about it. We got a guy at Cheney State University, undrafted, by the name of Andre Ward. Remember him? Was phenomenal for us. Phenomenal. We also got a guy named Jason Peters who was undrafted. So this guy may be a diamond in the rough. He may be a diamond in the rough. Everybody wants to put their head on it. Oh, he didn't play big time. He didn't play this. Guess what? Football is football, brother. And he may step up to the plate. They saw.
Well, the all-time examples are Jerry Rice and Walter Payton. I mean, and that's not an undrafted scenario. Those guys were first rounders.
Small schools.
They were small schools.
T.O.
T.O.'s another.
Yeah.
Yep. That's right.
Hugh, who didn't go to Florida State. Yep.
Central.
Wilbur Montgomery was something Christian, Abilene Christian.
Yeah, Abilene Christian. That's exactly right. Good pull.
And then obviously Steve McNair is another. I mean, there are examples. There's no question.
Yeah. So I'm saying, how he does his homework. They sat down, they did their homework. They said, you know what, this guy, this kid has something to prove. He has something to bring to the table. He could have had the opportunity to go to Alabama to play, quote, unquote, big-time football. But you in the clip that y'all played, what did they say? He's a good person.
Yeah.
That's another thing that I think stands out. He brings, that means he has some ethics and things like that that he's going to bring to the program, and I'm happy with him.
And well, I agree. I'm sorry, Antoine. Go ahead, buddy.
And as far as the Sixers go, real quick, as far as the Sixers go, listen, brother, Embiid got to stop the dumb stuff, put his mind to team-oriented basketball. And look, sometimes he needs to just get in the paint and bang. That's my point on that.
Well, sometimes he does, but he did a lot outside the paint last night.
Three-pointer is what got us rolling.
That was big.
Night.
And the two in a row in the fourth quarter was a big stretch. Ken and Cinnaminson. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Doing great, Ken.
Great night last night. So before I get to the draft, Joel, you know, makes the statement the other day, we're going to win the series. Now, I don't think they're going to win the series. I still don't because of last night, but hey, if they lose the series, it's not going to be because of Joel.
Not necessarily, Ken. He couldn't finish games 1 and 2 effectively.
Well, it might not be
his fault if it's related to an injury and bad luck, but the fact that he couldn't finish 1 and 2 strong could be a main reason why they lose this series.
Well, that's what I mean. If he's physically hampered or something,
right,
that's one thing. But
right,
there's if you're having heart conversations about Joel Embiid because he doesn't score 50 every game for the rest of the series, then you probably shouldn't be calling the station.
No, but Ken, I'll flip this around this way. It's not about 50, but it's if there's a Game 7 in New York, like there was a Game 7 last year in Boston, he better give you 25 to 30.
Definitely.
You know, like his Game 7 last year was heartless. It was heartless.
But no, I'm not arguing that.
Yeah.
But the point is, he made the statement, and then, you know, the old cliche, one game at a time.
Yep.
Well, first game after making the statement, comes out, hangs a 50-burger on it. So you got to like to see that.
For sure.
If you told me at this time yesterday morning that the Eagles were going to draft Quinion Mitchell, and you knew this for a fact, I would have asked you what they had to give up to get him.
Yeah. Where'd they trade up to? Did they trade up to 10?
Exactly. It was – and, you know, I got a text from somebody that some of us know. When the Steelers drafted at 20, it said, sorry, buddy, because they took Troy Fatanu. But with all of those corners just sitting there, we've seen these feeding frenzies before in the draft, and it's kind of funny to watch while it's happening.
Yeah.
When Michael Penix goes at 8, and you're just like, what? And then the Broncos draft Bo Nix with the 12th pick in the draft. Bo Nix, really? So, when the first offensive player doesn't come off the board, or first defensive player doesn't come off the board until 15, you're kind of sitting there saying, Howie must be getting frustrated because he's got no reason to trade up. Everybody on their board with first-round grades is still sitting there. So, boy, it couldn't have gone better. And thank God we don't have a GM here that gets – dragged into these feeding frenzies and makes these decisions, you know, based upon what
he's
the
very
other
savvy. Ken,
there were 6 tackles taken before we had our pick of all the cornerbacks.
Yeah, and look, I'm sure some of that is luck, but I'm sure some of it also is how we
just being smart
assessed, you know, in the weeks leading up.
It's
to
relationships,
it.
Joe. Yep, exactly yep, right, and it's yep, understanding what people are thinking, what they might do, all that type of stuff.
All of it. You know, it's 2 years in a row. It's really worked out well from that standpoint. All right, coming up, it has become an annual tradition. The Eagles make a draft pick, and then Micah Parsons reacts with tremendous annoyance of who the Eagles got. When Micah Parsons said, this time, this year.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.